Greater Wellington is going to establish a Māori constituency for the 2025 local government elections following a decision at council yesterday. Now, it's had the unanimous support of Greater Wellington's mana whenua partners, Ngā Hapu o Ōtaki, Ate Awa ki Whakarongotai, Ngāti Tō Rangatira Taranaki Whānui ki Te Upoko o Tika, Rangitāne o Wairarapa, and Ngāti Kahungunuki Wairarapa. Now, Greater Wellington's Te Tiriti o Waitangi Committee Chair is Hikitia Ropata and is the Regional Council's first elected Māori councillor and is kindly with us today. Hikitia, tēnā koe. Thanks for joining us on Pākehā. Ngā mihi.
Tēnā koe, Dale. Ngā mihi nui ki a koutou. Morena, morena.
Tēnā koe. I was disappointed up here in Auckland that didn't get through. That's been shelved. I think Waitomo too, talking about establishing Māori wards. But we have witnessed that Greater Wellington will at least establish a Māori constituency. I'm assuming that's akin to a ward. Why is this decision an important step forward in honouring Te Tiriti o Waitangi, Hikitia?
Look, I think it's because, well, firstly I just want to say how proud I am of our region for voting unanimously to have a Māori ward seat represented at the council governance table. I think why it's important is because it does reflect our ambition and our desire by our region to honour the treaty and to have fair representation at decision-making table around transport, around tile and things like that. Things that are happening in our region for us. This is a positive thing. It's by local people, by local representatives, so I'm really proud.
Tēnā koe. You would have noted mixed reactions to the opportunity to establish Māori constituencies across the country. That should make you even more proud that the people in the capital recognise that there's nothing to fear by doing so.
Yes, there isn't. And like I keep saying to people, you know, local people are making these decisions. Earlier this year, Whanganui District Council voted in favour. Yesterday, yes, it is a shame that Auckland didn't get there. But it's great that Wellington did.
Tēnā koe. Just continuing on with the situation going forward, how will the Māori constituency ensure the voices of mana whenua are going to be carried forward by future councils?
Look, I think this is going to be one of the hardest jobs in local government for people to do, particularly in our region. We have six mana whenua. This seat will actually have to listen to the voices of those six mana whenua and bring those voices to our governance table. So it's no mean feat. Within that lies a whole bunch of opportunities to influence, I think, equity for Māori when it comes to our transport system, when it comes to our tāiao. And I think really one person to represent six is a really good start for us getting there. I think the job hasn't finished. We have to work now to actually get six mana whenua at our regional council table, not one.
Yeah, tēnā koe. Thank you for that. Many councils have welcomed a Māori constituency, but some who haven't. For your mahi, as the chair of the Greater Wellington Te Tiriti o Waitangi Committee, what are some of the issues that you have to consider here? And certainly we've got a change of government, which we're all well aware of, and some who would like to address how the principles of the Treaty of Waitangi are included or not into our legislative process. Does that, again, cloud the waters for the sort of mahi you've been doing in your role as the committee chair, Hikitia?
To be honest with you, no. I respect what's happening at central government, but at local government, the majority of people want us to implement the Treaty of Waitangi principles. And for me as the chair, what that means for our committee is that we have to look across the decisions made by our transport committee and our councillors there, made by our environmental committee and our councils there, our climate change committee, and ensure that actually they're mindful that they're addressing some of those equity issues, fairness principles for the impacts of the decisions we make for our people, our Māori people, within our electorates. It's not always easy. We don't always agree. But it's a fantastic council that actually has very robust conversations about the issues.
And it is a an area now that has welcomed a Tāiao perspective and wahine Māori with Tory's success and Tamatha as well, leading the way in many ways.
Well, to be honest with you, who would have thought that, you know, you've got three Māori women who have been democratically elected to seats, now one in central government. I think we're are going to be a powerful influence in the system at central government, at local government, at regional government. And I think that's an important step forward. We're very powerful in what we have to say, I think, and we have our people behind us, which is fantastic.
Indeed. What goals do you have personally, Hiki Te? I know that you head this committee. What are some of the issues that you want to prioritise in the mahi ahead, back end of this year and perhaps leading into next?
Well, I've got a couple more years on my seat before we get back into campaigning. What I'd really like to see is more conversations happening about the transport systems that we're trying to put in place and the impacts and the outcomes that that will have for Māori and our communities. I represent the Porirua Tawa ward. Everybody knows we've had a bunch of issues with our bus systems, making sure that they're going the routes that can pick up our people. It's really basic, it's very operational, but those decisions are important in terms of the services that our people get. From an environmental perspective, I really want to ensure that actually we give share power as a regional council, and that actually we talk to area about them doing some of our planting and recloaking of our papatua nuku, that actually they're given the opportunity to, you know, maybe become bus drivers. They're given the opportunity to monitor our own waters in partnership with Greater Wellington.